a possible short-term benefit to a greenhouse gas. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Scientists have long worried the warming climate caused by buildup of carbon in the atmosphere will thaw long frozen Arctic soils, which in turn will release more carbon, as will wildfires, which new research says will become more commonplace in Alaska.
For the boreal forest, we can expect to see more frequent and larger extent fires like we've been seeing in the past two decades.
Scott Rupp is a UAF forestry professor who contributed to the U.S. Geological Survey study, which raised eyebrows because it suggests higher level of atmospheric carbon will boost vegetation growth in northern and southeastern Alaska enough to offset the carbon released from the state's boreal forest through thawing and wildfires.
For the boreal forest, we do see a loss of carbon for that portion of the system. It's just being offset by some of the other portions of Alaska.
David McGuire is co-principal investigator for the recently released study, and he says researchers weren't expecting that finding.
It surprised us a little bit in that we thought that drought would play a stronger role and that permafrost thaw might expose more carbon than it did in the soil to decomposition.
McGuire's an ecosystem modeler for UAF and the USGS, and he co-wrote and co-edited the assessment, which he says focuses only on Alaska, but is consistent with other findings elsewhere around the Arctic.
In Russia, they indicate that they have large carbon uptake at this time, and they also have large wildfires.
The assessment says around the year 2100, Alaska's boreal forests will be producing more carbon than vegetation in other regions will be able to absorb. So McGuire says the study shouldn't be interpreted as proof that climate scientists' concerns over atmospheric carbon buildup are overblown.
While on the surface it may look like it's good news for climate skeptics, a lot of carbon could come out after 2100.
I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.